This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Episode 51. Dude, my guy, this guy's in Colombia, dude.
Coming to you from live from Medellin.
Dude, how's it out there, bro?
It's a blast, dude. Having a great time. Did you find a little work?
Did you find a yard house to watch the game out there or what?
Dude, I did. Unfortunately, no. Yard house is not. Yard house, yo, where you at? You guys need to put one out here. Come on.
All right. So where should we even start, man? I mean,
There's so much to talk about. I mean, crazy wild card weekend, but was it really as crazy? Yeah. Was it really crazy? But I mean, you know, we got to keep focused. There's still some Laker talk to talk about.
Yeah.
Dude. There's a team that we've been neglecting for a while. We haven't talked about for a while.
I know.
We got to talk Kings, bro.
I know,
Kings
dude.
Kings are on fire.
They won 5 of 6, right? Last night was pretty bad. They lost, 6-2, but it's fine. That's fine.
We didn't see that coming, the Sharks. I mean, that was a letdown game, but it's all right. We can get right back on track tonight. I mean, we got a big game against Tampa Bay.
It's Dodgers
team that we
night.
Should have beaten. Is it? Oh,
it's Dodgers night. Oh, they're going to – that's a lock.
Dude, we should have beat Tampa Bay about a month ago. We played Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay.
Oh,
we lost
that,
all the time. We could have won that game easily.
Yeah.
So I like the Kings.
I don't know. And then
dude, we're second place now. We're in second place
there you
right
go.
Now.
Who were some of the guys? It was nice seeing Carter back in LA. That was cool. That little thing they did for him. What's his name? Kempe? That's how you say it? Matt Kempe?
Yeah.
That's his name's Kempe. Not Matt. I know. Yeah, Kempe. Dude, he's a beast.
MVP. Dude, we're playing so hot right now, dude. This is exactly what we needed, dude. We are one of the hottest teams in the entire league right now. We are in second place. We got a playoff spot locked up. Anaheim's tied with us right now, but we got the tiebreak over Anaheim. I'm really liking the way we're seeing, dude. We got some young, no-name guys led by a couple veterans on the team who are just playing their hearts out right now.
So the rebuild process is already – it's happening a little bit earlier than people thought, right?
I completely agree. Yeah, if this is us now, I'm excited for next year even more so.
And we still got the legends. Brown, Dustin Brown, right? And who else?
Dustin Brown's still in there. Doughty. Kopitar has resurged his career. Kopitar had a couple down years. He's our MVP this year right now.
And
MVP.
And how's Quick? Still solid?
Quick is solid again. He kind of went through a little bit of a downhill there for a couple of years, but he's back with vengeance right now, dude. This team is playing.
Dude, props to the Kings, right dude. Let's go. Let's go, Kings.
Who'd have thought? We just had wild card weekend. We're in the midst of a Lakers season, and we're leading off the show with the Kings.
We're doing that for John, though. We told him we'll talk Kings.
Yeah,
we'll
McGinley. Reggie McKinley is our correspondent for the Kings. Kings correspondent.
Okay, well, speaking of, let's just go straight to the Lakers. This has been a mess, even though we won last night. So the latest reports, Vogel's playing. We're playing. What are they saying? Coaching for his job right now, obviously.
Coaching for his job. I mean,
which dude?
Do you like it? Do you agree?
I don't agree, dude. I don't think he got a lot of credit for when we won the ship 2 years ago, which is fine because LeBron and AD were they're going to always be the main vocal points of the winning season. But like, dude,
and it was hard because of the bubble year. It was hard.
No, but I don't know. The team's not good. You got to honestly like. Palinka's on the hot seat too then, right? He's the one who formed this team.
I would put him on the hot seat ahead of Frank. I can't blame
saying.
Frank at this point. I think they're going hard on Frank at this point because you know what? You bring in any coach right now, no coach I think is going to be able to work and deal with the situations that we have on the court and in the locker room.
Well, so
this is Palinka.
If that report is true, though, obviously the players are still playing hard for him because they wouldn't have won last night against the tough Jazz team, so –
they are, but again, like we go back to the inconsistency, dude. It's like, okay, we get destroyed by the Nuggets.
Oh, that was
and
terrible.
2 days later.
Two days earlier, we lost to the Queens.
Exactly. And then we pull off a squeaker against the Jazz. In the midst in there, we also lost by the Grizzlies, who took their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Don't forget, the Grizzlies were up by how much?
Yeah, and what was it? Yeah.
They were up by like 30 at one point.
So I don't get it. So we were down 6 going to the fourth last night. So if we would have lost that game, Vogel's done, according to this report by the Athletic.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I disagree. I think you can't put the blame on Vogel right now.
Can we talk about Westbrook? I know we live and die by Westbrook. Can we talk about that dunk? That dunk was amazing. We'll give him that dunk.
That was pretty gnarly.
That was
pretty gnarly.
That was
the minute that happened, I saw that and I was getting updates like, 2 seconds later, like on Bleacher Report.
These are the things we love with Westbrook, but then there's the turnovers. And
don't get me wrong, there's a lot to love. There's a lot to love about Westbrook. There's a reason why he's like been an all-star. There's a reason why he's like a main name in this league. But it's just sometimes you gotta weigh your pros and cons. Do the pros weigh out the cons with Westbrook? Is Westbrook just a cancer? Is Westbrook ever gonna get that ring, get that monkey off his back, or is Westbrook the problem? You know,
I don't know. I mean, I just want to know what LeBron's thinking right now. What do you think he's thinking?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. What is LeBron thinking now? Is LeBron thinking like, okay, we can still do this? Or is LeBron thinking like, you know what? Palenka, you gotta get me out of here. Give me some help. You gotta change this around.
Yeah. Dude, we forgot to mention it. Do you remember we were banking on Ariza? Dude, this guy's been horrible.
Oh, God.
Dude, he's been bad. Oh. Sometimes I don't even know he's out there. And I can't believe we were like, oh my gosh, Ariza's almost back. And then
he's just a body going through the motions now. Dude. He's just a body.
And then you just saw that setback. He's not, no timetable for him. And then AD, I guess he might be back in February. I don't know.
Here's my question. Okay. When we get none and we get AD back, is it going to help us or is it just going to shift problems?
Well, you know what I mean? I think it's going to shift because then it's going to lose minutes for guys like Reeves, which I think he should be out there. Stanley Johnson has been looking good. So you bring AD, but none, and they're just going to – I don't know. This team – I don't know about this team, bro.
How many months are we in now? We're 3 months in.
Yeah.
We still can't figure out this team. This team still has an identity that nobody knows. And I think part of the problem is because we have been unhealthy.
Yeah.
We haven't had a full healthy squad on the court. But still, even if when we get that full healthy squad, I'm like nervous. Like I don't know what the identity of this team is.
Yeah, I have no idea either. The only good thing is we'll probably still make the playoffs. So I guess when you get in, anything can happen, right?
That's the crazy thing. I mean, all the games we keep on winning and losing, we haven't moved in the standings once. So I mean, that means all the other teams around us are just doing the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with the Western Conference. I mean, it's you got the top two or three at the top
two,
and then complete distance.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's Lakers Vogel. That's I don't agree with that, but we'll see. I mean, so he's just coaching for his job. So if we lose to who are we playing tomorrow? If we lose tomorrow, he's done or what?
Who do we have tomorrow? I was just looking at it. We got
Pacers, and they're on the.
It's Indy. Yeah.
And then Magic. So if they lose one of those games, is he done? I guess we'll see.
I don't know, man. You can't lose to the Magic right now, right? No. You don't want to lose to the Magic. I mean, the Magic, are they still the worst team in the league? I think they're the worst team statistically in the league, right?
They're pretty bad. And then Pacers have 15-29. If you lose one of those games, dude, he might be gone.
You can't drop any one of those games.
I'm not saying it's his fault. And then who will step in? Fizdale? Which is fine, but... Oh no, it's a big no. It's Fizdale, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Or do we bring in? Do we bring in a Phil, dude? The triangle.
That's what I was gonna say. Can we get Phil back, dude? Is Phil just a phone call away? Is there still blood between him and Jenny and everything?
Yeah, is there still hope for Phil? Actually, no. I think LeBron and Phil don't like each other, so that won't work.
You know what though. Who do you ever disagree with? Would you rather disagree with LeBron or disagree with Phil? You got to take Phil, right? So if Phil doesn't like LeBron, you know Phil's on something.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens. Freaking Lakers.
Phil don't lie.
We'll see. Sorry, Vogel, that sucks. I mean, that's what happens when the LeBron's – when you're coaching LeBron. As a coach, if you ever coach a LeBron, you're never safe.
That's a LeBron curse. Who's the only one that was actually safe? Spoelstra? Was he the only single one that was ever safe?
Yeah, Spoelstra, yeah. Well, he turned out to be an amazing coach. And then who was the coach when they won in Cleveland?
Wasn't Tyron, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was Lou. It was Tyron.
Come on, dude. We all know that guy can't coach, right?
No, I agree.
Let's face it.
Look at the clip.
You can't coach.
I agree. Okay, so should we stay? Obviously, we got a lot of talk about the football. So we're on LA team. So we'll talk about the Rams. Caressa Stafford on his first first playoff win. Cardinals are frauds, though, huh? I mean, is this more of
– I agree.
I don't know. Is this more showing that Rams are really good or Cardinals are just – what a horrible second half of the season. And I don't know.
I mean, you know what? I keep on saying this, and we're LA guys. I keep on saying, you know what? We're going to learn about the Rams this game. We're going to learn about the Rams the next game.
Yeah.
Eventually, maybe we got to – I got to eat some crow here and say that, you know what? Stafford got a little bit more of the monkey off his back against that Cardinals game. And, yes, don't get me wrong, I still think that the defense came up big because those two back-to-back picks that Murray threw.
Obviously, I mean, that changed
the game. That's
everything.
The game changer right there, throwing those back-to-back picks. And again, that's the defense, though. That is the defense that the Rams went out and bought. That is what you went out to get these guys. Yep.
Miller, I mean, you already had Donald, but yeah, Miller, Drew Ramsey. Yep. That's what, exactly.
Yep.
And I know we criticized the Odell signing, but we got to eat our – he's doing well. He's scoring, bro. He's
catching one, throwing them. Yeah, exactly. He's doing everything now. I mean, who knows? Maybe you know what? Our boy Gerald, Yards legend, has always said that maybe Baker was the problem for Odell.
And it's looking like it, right?
Now, I can't disagree. I can't disagree right now. Because you know what, Odell has. I'm not an Odell guy either, but he's proving me wrong. He's proving me wrong all the time right now.
I mean, what Cup have 5 catches, 60 yards, and a TD. You know that's and they still won easy. So I don't know. And Akers looks amazing. He's coming off from the Achilles. He looked like. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Honestly, I think you know what. I think the Rams were smart about this and. They're playing smart football right now because you know what? I think they're playing smart football in the front office because you know what? I think they may have realized what their weakness was with Stafford, that they had to go solidify the defense. You know what? If Stafford's going to make mistakes, okay, we got to play the other side of the ball even better.
And establish a run game. Don't let him try and go out. Just let him do just a little things. Exactly. Don't let him try and go out and win games because that Stafford, if you're going to rely on him to go out and throw for 400 and win a game, I don't think he could do that, but just – But he can make
Cam Akers didn't even start the season. Cam Akers, how many games is he?
Dude, I know. Him and Michelle.
He's been out the whole season.
You, if they can run the ball like that, Rams are scary. But you know who they're – well, which I'll give our picks in the next pod. But we could preview a little bit. Dude, they're going into Tommy's house, dude. I don't know. We'll see.
That's tough, dude. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. What's the other games? Damn Bills!
This was supposed to be wild card weekend.
Wild. This was a super wild card weekend, the first time ever. And are they? Which I always like more football games, but are we kind of? Should we let in these 7 seeds? These teams are bad. They're Eagles. Were they Steelers? I mean, we're watching. We're watching.
I mean, I'll face it. I was wrong. I didn't have one pick correct. I went against all the – I took all the dogs, and I was wrong on everything. One dog won, and then not the one that I took. You took the Niners.
The one dog that won was 80% bet by public, so Vegas got destroyed this weekend. All the favorites.
All the favorites, and I hate that.
I hate that too.
There wasn't one great game. I didn't think any of these games were phenomenal, and I watched a lot of them here down in Medellin. But
they were.
Dude, I didn't think they were that great.
I guess the only two games that were okay because the Bengals and Niners Raiders. almost blew it. Oh no, I'm just saying. Bengals. They were both. Those were games were out of hand until Raiders started making a comeback, and then Cowboys. Well, because Jimmy G, dude, that guy, man.
Never trust Jimmy G. But is it weird? We're not going to get into this now, but is it weird how much we've been on the Packers? But I kind of just. The Niners just seem like a team now that are just we're not going to get into the picks yet.
We're not getting into it, but I know. Like, they just seem like a – were you watching that game and you're like, okay, Niners know what they're doing. They're giving their best player, their best playmaker, the ball all the time, Debo. Then you got the Cowboys. Their best playmaker, to me, is CeeDee Lamb. He got the ball a couple times. It's like, dude, get this guy the ball. I don't know.
We were talking before, like, bigger disappointment. Raiders or Cowboys? It has to be the Cowboys, right?
Well, going back to our Raider Nation, they big fans of our
Raider Nation.
For the fact that they got in, go on, Raiders, and tap out.
I will say this, you know what?
I
will say this. I think the Raiders overperformed than what was expected of them this season. So, you know what? They made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think that – everybody was on the Chargers. Everybody thought the Chargers were going to come out of that division.
Sure, and Raiders.
You know what? The Raiders were there, man. Give props to the Raiders.
Asaccia, Mayock's fired, though. You saw that?
I did see that fired today, which is kind of interesting. I wonder what direction they're thinking.
So does that mean Asaccia keeps his job? Or I don't. Who knows what's gonna
happen? I would hope so. I think he deserves it. I honestly think he deserves it, dude. He dealt with so much BS this whole entire season. Was thrown into the fire. He didn't get placed in the fire. He was thrown into the fire because of
He's like, I'm
Chucky's emails.
He's like, I'm Johnny. I have to coach. I'm a Gruden was supposed to be 10 years.
I gotta give the guy credit, man. And you know what? Like Gerald said, you know what? He had Carr playing.
He did
one of Carr's best seasons, dude. He had Carr on a straight and narrow.
Hey, and Raiders had a chance to tie it at the end, dude. Carr had him right there.
Yeah. Let's talk about this though. You know, some of these wild card games. I'll tell you what makes these wild card games wild. Can we talk about the officiating for a second here?
Pretty awful, right,
dude? A lot of questionable stuff, dude.
The whistle. Raiders kind of got hosed on that. The whistle was blown, and then what is the other one? Yep. What do you think of the Cowboys thing at the end? That's
the Cowboys.
That's Dak's fault, though. You can't really. What are we doing to QB? I don't know.
Play calling at the end of that game, I think, was horrific. First off, I mean, we can question that all day, and I think they deserve to get questioned. That coaching staff deserves to get questioned on the play calling at the end of the game there. But I mean, I think the Cowboys season, I think, is a complete and utter failure.
I agree.
There was so much more expectation. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I think it's a failure.
Which I'm fine with it because Cowboys fans are the worst, right? So I'm fine with it, but I do agree that's a failure.
Poor I feel bad for that one dude who they've made a meme out of. That one dude
with his girlfriend. Jersey,
with his girlfriend. He is a meme everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? That same guy.
Yeah, I know.
He's a meme everywhere.
Does that a name and likeness thing though? Does he get since he's used as a? Can he get paid for his?
That's a good question. Actually, he's the lawyer up.
Yeah, it does. Oh man.
Call sweet James Bergner. Get sweet James Bergner on the phone. Lawyer up, dude.
Also speaking of the Raiders, congrats to the Bengals winning their first playoff game in what? How long was
Frange.
That? Frange, dude. Joe Burrow, Chase. Those the next 10 years, really, dude. Good. Those guys, man. But I don't know. Raiders had a chance.
I still think they should keep their heads up high, dude. Yeah. I think there's a lot of promise. There's a lot of future, especially for what they just went through. I think they're going to be okay. I think they are going to be able to compete with the Chiefs and the Chargers at least for next season again, in my opinion. I think it's that AFC West is going to be the wild, wild west
for sure
next year.
And then you want to talk, I mean, Chiefs or the Chiefs, Bills or the Bills. It sucks it kind of sucks that we're not getting it, but I want that to be the AFC Championship game. Don't you, Bills, Chiefs? I mean, those are the two best teams in the AFC. We can't sleep on the Titans. I know.
Can't sleep on the Titans.
I know. I agree. But,
dude, I'm going to say this, though. Here's the thing. You say can't sleep on the Titans. I'm going to say this, dude. Honestly, if you had asked me who's winning the Super Bowl right now, I could not give you an answer.
I totally agree. I know we like to get predictions and stuff, but I have no idea either, dude, because – I don't know.
The Bengals could easily beat the Titans. I think the Bengals could easily beat the Titans with all their offensive weapons showing right now, dude.
Obviously, we've seen Bills beat the Chiefs. I wouldn't be surprised if Rams beat the Bucks. And then what's the other one?
Not at all.
Oh, Niners beat the Packers.
That's
what I'm saying. So I know we had a shit wild card weekend, but I think this divisional round will make up for it, right? All the games should be tight. Yeah.
I completely agree. We're going to get our money's worth this coming weekend, I think.
Are you going to be back? Are you in town? When are you coming back, bro?
I don't know, bro. It's too lovely here, bro. It's too lovely here. I don't know, man. I got the games down here.
You could do the pod. You got the games. You could do the pod. You could do it.
Doing the pod. I'm watching NFL. I'm watching European soccer. I could do it all from here. What do I need? I got the Australian Open going.
Sorry about
no Djokovic.
Sorry about Milan, bro. AC, was that bad? Dude. I saw it on Twitter. Like, they lost the plus 900 dogs?
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it. Dude, we watched the game. They dominated the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
When Spezia scored in the 96th minute at the death, it was a freak, just stupid, lucky play. And they instantly put the camera on Zlatan. And Zlatan was obviously like way behind the play because he was, you know, playing. Yeah. He was a striker. So he's on the other end of the field. And he was literally laughing. He was laughing. Like, did that just happen? He wasn't like laughing like, oh,
no,
my God,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is funny. He was like, dude, like, this did not just happen. Like, are you serious? Like, he was like sarcastic laughing.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was shocked because, you know, we had a chance to jump into first place Inter tied the day before against Atalanta. Milan could have taken over first place. And I mean, dude, you can't make a mistake like that. Damn, on defense, bro. It'll come back to haunt you, and it did.
Yeah, I was. I saw the highlights, and I was like, "Ooh, I didn't even want to text you because I knew you were just gonna be like."
Nah. I was like, surprised you texted. I was waiting for you to text. Probably knows.
Yeah, I knew that you'd not want to hear it. But shit, man, what else? So yeah, the wild card. I don't know, man. I think the most disappointing was it Cal? No, because Raiders. That's fine. It was cool over there. Cowboys or Pats were more disappointing to you.
I got to go Cowboys because you know what? Cowboys, you're the only single favorite that lost this weekend. Single favorite that lost. Yeah. The Patriots, you know what? That was unprecedented for a Billy B team. You know, yeah. Billy does not usually perform like that.
No, not at all.
In the postseason. But, dude, the Bills, you know what? The Bills came to play. And the Bills came to play, and they knew that this was the rubber match. They knew winner of this takes a series. And, dude, the first ever perfect.
The perfect game. Yeah,
dude. Perfect playoff game.
Like you said, that does not happen to Belichick. So I mean, dude.
But maybe the Bills are on a mission. But can they beat the Chiefs twice? Though that's the question. Can they beat the Chiefs twice?
Man, I mean, we'll talk. Like we'll get to that next pod. But leaning,
dude, to be honest,
like I'm said, so I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I'm so excited. Me too.
This divisional round is going to be insane. I love every game.
We got to take all the dogs, right? Dude, we got to fade McGinley. He had the hottest weekend of his life.
First time he bets all chalk, he hits everything, dude. And here we are. Keep on texting. Dude, stop taking favorites. Favorites.
Yeah,
dude,
exactly.
That was the play. The favorites were the play. And here I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to stick with my dogs. I think this coming week, I think you got to take the dogs, dude.
We don't have any home dogs. We don't have any home dogs, though, huh? Damn it.
No home dogs, very rarely. I mean, I can't remember.
Yeah, not in playoffs. Yeah, that would be weird because – But
dude, I like all the dogs. Yeah, I like the Rams getting three at Tampa Bay. We'll get into our picks later. But I mean, we still have some homework to do. We'll have to check those over-unders. Let's see what the weather's like. I know weather update to Gerald.
I'm sick of those anytime touchdown score bets. Those are, dude, I'm hot in those, bro.
Dude, strike while the iron's hot, dude. Stay hot.
Exactly. Those are the best bets.
Stay
of all
hot
time.
So you don't have to get hot, bro.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Dude, any other thing about it's not, I mean, there were just blowouts and a bunch of favorites won, and
I mean, a couple of other sports we could talk about. Australian Open is open. What do you think about this Djokovic situation? I mean, rules are rules, right?
I know I've never really liked the guy, but I think it's all kind of, I don't know, I think he should be able to play, don't you? That those restrictions are crazy, but rules are rules, so I don't know.
I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, Australia has been one of the strictest countries in the entire world with this whole entire COVID thing. But somebody's lying here. Somebody's got to take the fall here because he's saying that his agent said, no, you're good. He's saying that the tour said, oh, you've already had COVID. You're healthy now. You're good. You can come in.
He said, did the Rogers thing, like I've been immunized or whatever he said. But I love
the photo. If you saw the photo of him being escorted out of the airport, being deported, it's a great photo.
And then they show Federer and Nadal, like an old picture of them laughing, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah, the internet's undefeated, bro.
Undefeated, bro. It's never lost. It's never a lot. Internet and Father Time. Which one's gonna win?
That's hard, bro. That's really hard. And another thing I want to talk about. Speaking, well, dude, does it make any sense? I know we're not Fauci and we don't want to get canceled here, but there's no one could go to the USC UCLA basketball games. But then down the street, you're at the Rams game in Staples Center, and you don't see any masks there, dude. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's bro. One of the stupidest things. The Kings game is filled.
Kings game filled. Yeah.
And SoFi is completely filled, but literally we're talking how many miles away at the Galen Center or Poly Pavilion. It's
no offense. Empty, bro. It doesn't make any sense to me, bro.
Ridiculous. And then it's like I'm flipping back and forth from some of these college basketball games, and I put the Indiana game on, and like their field house is just jam-packed.
Yeah. I feel bad for UCLA and USC players because we're both in the top 10 too, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. So what happens when UCLA has to go on the road to a state where the stadium's packed, but then when they come home, it's like they got no home court advantage.
Well, I think they said, I think that you play Utah tonight or tomorrow, and that's going to be a full house, and that sucks for
yeah,
yeah. don't know. Speaking of UCLA, we lost to Oregon. It's kind of brutal. But if we had a home,
we lost to Oregon in overtime. We almost came back.
That's true.
In overtime, we were back.
Dude. If we had fans, we probably would have won, right?
Fuck. I agree. But it's okay because USC lost too. But we were number three in the country, dude. No fans. I mean, that hurts a lot, dude. It really hurts. It's just very frustrating.
When do we get fans back? Do you know?
That's a great question. Let me call Gavin.
Why is that date the correct date? Why is it okay? Oh, now it's all good now. That's what we don't know.
You're asking the million dollar questions that nobody knows.
Oh, another thing. One last thing, Dodgers. We haven't talked Dodgers in a while, but it was in my notes. You see this guy, new GM, Brandon Gomes, Johnny Gomes, or Brandon? Dude, cool. I like it.
Brandon Gomes.
Former pitcher, former like coach, right? He's like former everything, yeah. Right? He's been on. I don't know. Just sign us some good players when the lockout.
See, right? I kind of like the move because for how long have we had these like numbers guys? You know.
Yeah, the last
Tahiti GM, and all he was things,
he was the last GM.
They've
right?
all been this money ball numbers guys. Now we got a former player, so let's see what his perspective is for the team. I kind of like it. Let's give it a shot, dude.
I like it too. And then maybe him and Roberts can agree on things instead of his analytics.
I'm still following. I mean, there is one Dodger story that I'm still following a few times right now is the Freddie Freeman stakes. Sounds like the Dodgers are still in on the Freddie Freeman stakes. Yeah.
That's if we get a season, bro. But
yeah.
Like our boy Edgar says, too much money is involved. Yeah, too much money.
Edgar Sullivan. I'm pretty sure Edgar's probably got an inside scoop. He's probably one of the lawyers for one of these teams. I think he's got an inside scoop. He knows what's going down.
Speaking of Dodgers, you see Mookie there last night in the suite?
I did.
With George and Kawhi. And then I heard when they showed George on the screen that he got booed. Poor guy.
Yeah, you expect it.
I mean, he played for the Clippers. That's what happened.
Yeah. When they have Clipper night at Dodger Stadium, they get booed, you know?
That's right, man.
I still say, Ballmer made the biggest mistake ever. When he bought the Clippers, he should have taken that team directly to Vegas.
Yeah.
Share the T-Mobile Arena, dude.
And you mentioned that before on the pod, and I agree totally. But now he's still thinking. Now he wants to build a stadium still in LA, right?
Yeah, he's got that. He's bought land. He already has the land.
Dude, what is he? I don't know. Does he ever think this is going to be Clippers? Like, this is like, we'll never be a UCLA town. Never be. It's always USC.
You know, bro, Dodgers, Lakers. We don't know how it feels like. We don't got that kind of much money. We can just say, like, I want to do this just because.
True.
You know,
That's true. I guess if we did, I'd be like, shit, I'll fucking build a stadium where I live. That's true.
I'm gonna bring in a women's MLS team.
But yeah,
is there any lingerie football franchises still available? Can we buy one of those?
This is run by, what is it? It's Dodgers number one, Lakers number two. And then I guess USC's probably bigger than the Rams at this point, unless the Rams win the Super Bowl. But USC's still up there.
I think I agree with your hierarchy there. I think, yes, I think that it's still a Dodger town first and foremost.
Dodgers, Lakers, always.
I think are right there. I want to say the Kings, but I think the Kings have their own niche.
They have their own
fan group. They have their,
and like great fans, like from what I hear, because I've never been a hockey, but I heard they got their own.
USC's up there. USC's definitely up there. I'd put them probably third. I think you're right on. I think I put them ahead of the Rams. You know, the Chargers are much lower.
And then don't forget the Sparks and LAFC, bro. LAFC's up there.
LAFC. Oh, man. Leftover Chivas fans is what I call them. But,
That's actually a good question for the pod. What's people agree? I'm sure everyone's going to say Lakers, Dodgers. That's I want to know who the third is. It's still USC football, right?
I think it's USC.
Rams? Or is it Rams now? They keep winning. Not winning Super Bowls, but they're
I'll tell you who the third one is.
Who?
The third largest fan base here is probably Raiders. Raider Nation, bro.
There you go.
Even though it's not a Los Angeles team anymore, that's probably the third biggest fan base here.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Either that or the Mexican national team.
That too. Yeah, that actually beats after Lakers Dodgers, those two. I agree. All right,
Transplant City. That's the problem. So,
dude, what time is it over there where you're at, bro? You're about to go to happy hour or what?
It's a nice 6:40 p.m. over here, dude.
Dude, you got Taco Tuesday tonight?
Dude.
Some Margs?
Oh, the Margs, dude. Mari's hit, dude. A little, you know what? I didn't even bring my. I was gonna bring on a little traditional Colombian beer during the pod. I completely forgot. It's in the mini bar, bro. It's in the mini bar. Hold on. Actually, I think my assistant might be getting it right now. Hold on.
There we go.
Where's our producer? Where's our producer at?
Producer's back in he's back in LA, so we're
is he,
good,
is he
we're
back good. Home?
He's back. He made it. He's back.
We crossed paths. Producer came back to the United States.
And now you're gone. Yeah. Now it's my turn for a trip after you, when you get back, right? I'll do it from
Vegas calling again.
Yeah, Vegas. I'll do it from the empty house in the Galen Center, dude. I'll do it.
Seriously, just front row, dude. Here we go. Got a little.
Oh, look at that. I like it, bro. Cheers, man.
Cheers,
dude. Episode 51, bro.
It's in the books.
Thursday, we'll come back, give our divisional picks. Maybe we'll get a guest picker on. Figure it out.
Let's do it.
You get Pablo. Get Pablo on. Dude. Go find Pablo. He's still alive. Dude.
They don't mention that around here.
Oh yeah, that's true. Maybe don't say it.
It's kind of frowned upon.
Oh shit. That's true. All right, man. Well, all
right, bro.
Have a ball out there tonight.
I will. We'll talk for you. Have a couple of wheelas for you.
Thanks, bro. Later.
A couple of arepas. Later.